Unlawful Trust by William H. Taft, Edison Records.
The combination of capital in large plants to manufacture goods with the greatest economy is necessary to material progress. The government should not interfere with such aggregations of capital when they are legitimate and are properly controlled, for they are then the natural results of modern enterprise and are beneficial to the public. In the proper operation of competition, the public will soon share with the manufacturer the advantage in economy of operation and lower prices. When, however, such combinations are not based on any economic principle, but are made merely for the purpose of controlling the markets to maintain or raise prices, restrict output, and drive out competitors, the public derives no benefit and we have a monopoly. There must be some use for the company of the comparatively great size of its capital and plant and extent of its output, either to coerce persons to buy of it rather than of some competitor, or to coerce those who would compete with it to give up their business. There must usually, in other words, be shown an element of duress in the conduct of its business toward the customers in the trade and its competitors before mere aggregation of capital or plant becomes an unlawful monopoly. Competition will not be destroyed without it. Many enterprises have been organized on the theory that mere aggregation of all or nearly all existing plants in a line of manufacture without regard to economy of production destroys competition. They have, most of them, gone into bankruptcy. Competition in a profitable business will not be effective for the mere aggregation of many existing plants under one company unless the company thereby affects great economy, the benefit of which it shares with the public, or takes some illegal method of duress to avoid competition and to perpetuate a hold on the business.